Simin Pei Zayin Sif Gimel. Einu Noyeg Ela Bebosar Behema Torah Becholov Behema Torah. The Isser of Bishol Bosar Becholov only applies to kosher meat from a kosher animal that is cooked together with milk from a kosher animal. So when we talk about kosher animal again, we mean meat from a cow, a goat, or a sheep that is cooked together with milk that is from one of those three species, from the cow, the goat, or the sheep. And when we talk about here kosher meat, kosher animals, we're actually not referring to whether the meat is actually kosher. Even if the animal was not shechted and the meat is nevela or it's a treifa, that would still be subject to the rules of to the Isser of Basar B'chalav. But we refer over here to the min, to the species. So as long as it's one of the kosher species, it is forbidden to cook it together with milk. And again, kosher milk over here means it's milk from a kosher species. Even if the milk comes from a treifa, one would not be permitted to drink that milk, it would still be forbidden to cook meat in such milk. Aval basar tahira b'chalav tmeya. If one were to cook meat from a kosher species in milk from a non-kosher animal, such as from a camel, oy basar tmeya b'chalav tahira, or one was to take meat from a non-kosher animal, such as from a pig, and they were to cook it in, let's say, cow's milk, those would be mutarim b'bishol u'bahanot. Then that would be permitted, one would be allowed to cook them together, and it would be, at least midaraisa, would be allowed to be cooked together, and they would not be asr in hana. U'basr chayev a'oif, and a meat from a, let's say, from a deer, or from a poultry, chicken, things like that, afilu b'chalav tahira is mutar b'bishol u'bahanot. Even if one were to cook it, even if it's a kosher species, but it's not an animal, it's a chaya, it's a wild animal, such as a chaya, or it's a bird, so those meats are permitted to be cooked together with milk, and one will be permitted to get benefit from them as well. And the Isser Achila in such a case is only an Isser Midrabanan. If one takes chicken and cooks it with milk, they're dealing with an Isser Midrabanan of Basar B'chalav Midrabanan. But fish and grasshoppers, to cook them with milk, that's not even asr midrabanan. That, now, seemingly from the Shulchan Aruch, it implies that it sounds like that would be completely permissible. One would be allowed to take fish and cook with milk, and that would be permissible. In the Beis Yosef, so there he writes that there's a sakana involved in cooking fish and milk together. And this is actually a big machloikis between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim on this point. The Sfaradim follow the Mechaber, and they, generally speaking, are careful not to eat fish and milk together. Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and the Ramah considers it a mistake, this opinion. The Shach and the Taz as well, over here, they follow like the Ramah, and they say that there's no concern, there's no sakana in cooking or eating fish and milk together. Okay, but Sfaradim should follow like the Mechaber, and they should be careful on this. There are even some Ashkenazi poskim who, such as the Lavush, brings this minignato, and the Prima Gadim discusses it as well. And apparently there were some Ashkenazi poskim who had such a custom not to, that they considered a sakana, and they avoided eating milk and fish together. But in general, practice of Ashkenazim is not to be careful on this, and they don't consider it to be any form of a sakana, and that's basically the general accepted minig amongst Ashkenazim. Now the Ramah says here, Hagav Nogu Lasos Cholov Mishkedim. People would make milk from almond. They would have almond milk. Uminichim ba basarayif, and they'd place into it chicken, meat from a chicken. Hoil ve'enarak midrabanan. And they would eat the two together. They would have almond milk with chicken, and they did not consider that to be an issue of marasayin. They didn't consider anything wrong with doing so. Habo basar behema, but when it came to eating meat from a one of the species we mentioned before, from a cow, a sheep, or a goat, and the truth is, for this purposes, even a chaya would be included as well because of the issue of marasayin, because the meats look very similar. So yesh laniach etzel hacholav shkedim mishomaris ha'ayin k'moshes bayir le'el and simen samafav linyin dam. So here the Rama says that one should place almonds next to the milk as a simen that the milk that's in this glass is not regular cow milk, or you know, but it's special almond milk. So if you put almonds there, that would act as a hecker. It would act as a reminder that the milk over here is so. Anyone who would see would understand that this is not basar b'chalav over here, because the meat and the milk are the meat is real meat, but the milk is only chalav shkedim. So one sees from the opinion here brought by the Rama that this is only a concern when it comes to meat, but chicken, apparently the Rama is not concerned. He says there it's only a drabanan, and therefore it's permitted to eat the two together, and you do not need to place any shkedim there. The Shach disagrees with this and says that it's not true. There is marsayin even by Yisurim drabanan, and therefore one must place shkedim even if they want to eat chicken together with almond milk. They would have to put, as a hecker, they would have to place almonds. The Taz sort of takes a middle ground view over here. He says that in theory he agrees with the Rama that it is enough. One does not really require any hecker if they're going to eat the chicken together with the if they're going to eat the chicken together with the almond milk, but it is proper to put shkedim there as well, and so definitely one should do so. Both the Shach and Taz both come out that is the proper hanhaga. The Shach says it's even necessary. It's not just a proper thing, but either way, that would be the proper thing to do. So if one is going to have shkedim with shkedim milk, almond milk, and they're going to eat it with their hamburger, they should leave the box of almond milk on the table. Some sort of a hecker should be there to show that anyone comes in, he would notice that this is that he's not mixing milk and meat together. You know, a common issue came up a number of years ago was the issue of the non-dairy creamers, and they would serve it at the weddings, and it looks like milk, and they're serving coffee at the end of the meal, and people just had a fleishiger meal, they're serving the non-dairy creamer now. So many years ago, the psak was that people should put out, the caterers should place the cartons of milk out at the table so that people could see that would serve as the hecker. That already is, many years and have passed, and non-dairy creamers are so popular. In fact, when people hear that there is actually dairy in a non-dairy creamer, they find that to be the chiddush. Many hold that today there's no longer any requirement to put out the cartons. It is sufficiently understood that there's no issue of marasayin. If someone sees you drinking a coffee with cream at the end of a meal, they would understand that you're using non-dairy creamer. This question comes up in many forms today. Different par of cheese, par of cream cheese, tofu ice cream, all different of these type of equivalent type situations. So again, it would all go according to how popular the item is and how much everyone would understand. If someone sees you eating a tofuti cutie at the end of a meal, so everybody already knows that those things are parav. Something, is a chiddush tikka thing, like the time of the Ramot, to have almond milk was a chiddush. So you're doing something that looks strange, you need to have a hecker to explain why you're doing it, so it shouldn't be marasayin. If it's something that's popularly known and there's no issue of marasayin, so then that does not apply.